By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wa mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله many viewers of Madani channel Alhamdulillah yes whatever the situation whatever situation we are in Madani Views of Madani Channel, we always must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With whatever it is we begin, we must always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for every breath, for every moment in our lives, we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although sometimes we may think, why when I'm sad, why when I'm anxious, you know, oh, this has happened, why thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But if you must remember, whatever situation you are in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always constantly showering His blessings upon you. Yes, each and every single moment, just to grant us the ability to feel that sadness, even that itself is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be able to breathe, to be able to think, to be able to see, all of these are blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes when we are inflicted with a hardship or a difficulty, my dear viewers, even this too is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some would be thinking, how is that a blessing? Inshallah azza wa jal, we shall find out very, very soon. But first, my dear viewers, alhamdulillah, as those who would regularly be watching would already be aware, that we always begin by listening to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. Now, my dear viewers, the Quran, inshallah azza wa jal, shall be recited along with the Urdu translation. So those who also do understand the Urdu language, they shall be able to, inshallah azza wa jal, understand. And those who do not understand the Urdu language, but only understand maybe the English language, but nevertheless, it doesn't matter whether you understand it or not, you can still enjoy listening to it. You can still gain that beautiful, really sensation just by listening to the glorious Quran. And yes, the Quran is in a foreign language for most of us. For many of us, we may not understand it, but yet it is still soothing, yet it is still beautiful, and yet we shall still be rewarded only for listening to it. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
وَلَقَدْ صَدَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ إِذْ تَحُسُّونَهُمْ بِإِذْنِهِ
اور بے شک اللہ نے تمہیں سچ کر دکھایا اپنا وعدہ جبکہ تم اس کے حکم سے کافروں کو قتل کرتے تھے
حَتَّى إِذَا فَشِلْتُمْ وَتَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ وَعَصَيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَرَاكُمْ مَا تُحِبُّونَ
یہاں تک کہ جب تم نے بزدلی کی اور حکم میں جھگڑا ڈالا اور نافرمانی کی بعد اس کے کہ اللہ تمہیں دکھا چکا تمہاری خوشی کی بات
منکم من یرید الدنیا ومنکم من یرید الآخرة
تم میں کوئی دنیا چاہتا تھا اور تم میں کوئی آخرت چاہتا تھا
ثم صرفکم عنہم لیبتلیکم وَلَقَدْ عَفَا عَنْكُمْ وَاللَّهُ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ
پھر تمہارا منہ ان سے پھیر دیا کہ تمہیں آزمائے اور بے شک اس نے تمہیں معاف کر دیا اور اللہ مسلمانوں پر فضل کرتا ہے۔
اِذْ تُصْعِدُونَ وَلَا تَلْوُونَ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ وَالرَّسُولُ يَدْعُوكُمْ فِي أُخْرَاكُمْ فَأَثَابَكُمْ غَمًّا بِغَمٍّ لِكَيْ لَا تَحْزَنُوا عَلَىٰ مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا مَا أَصَابَكُمْ۔
جب تم منہ اٹھائے چلے جاتے تھے اور پیٹھ پھیر کر کسی کو نہ دیکھتے اور دوسری جماعت میں ہمارے رسول تمہیں پکار رہے تھے تو تمہیں غم کا بدلہ غم دیا اور معافی اس لیے سنائی کہ جو ہاتھ سے گیا اور جو افتاد یعنی مصیبت پڑی اس کا رنج نہ کرو۔
واللہ خبیر بما تعملون،
اور اللہ کو تمہارے کاموں کی خبر ہے۔
ثم انزل عليكم من بعد الغم أمنة نعاسا يغشى طائفة منكم طائفة قد أهمتهم أنفسهم يظنون بالله غير الحق ظن الجاهلية،
اور ایک گروہ کو اپنی جان کی پڑی تھی، اللہ پر بے جا گمان کرتے تھے، جاہلیت کیسے گمان۔
يقولون هل لنا من الامر من شيء قل ان الامر كله لله،
کہتے کیا اس کام میں کچھ ہمارا بھی اختیار ہے؟ تم فرما دو کہ اختیار تو سارا اللہ کا ہے۔
یخفون فی انفسهم ما لا یبدون لک،
اپنے دلوں میں چھپاتے ہیں جو تم پر ظاہر نہیں کرتے۔
یقولون لو کان لنا من الامر شیء ما قتلنا هاہنا،
کہتے ہیں ہمارا کچھ بس ہوتا تو ہم یہاں نہ مارے جاتے۔
قل لو كنتم في بيوتكم لبرز الذين كتب عليهم القتل الى مضاجعهم،
تم فرما دو کہ اگر تم اپنے گھروں میں ہوتے جب بھی جن کا مارا جانا لکھا جا چکا تھا اپنی قتل گاہوں تک نکل کر آتے۔
وَلِيَبْتَلِيَ اللَّهُ مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ وَلِيُمَحِّصَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ،
اور اس لیے کہ اللہ تمہارے سینوں کی بات آزمائے اور جو کچھ تمہارے دلوں میں ہے اسے کھول دے، اور اللہ دلوں کی بات جانتا ہے۔
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا مِنْكُمْ يَوْمَ الْتَقَى الْجَمْعَانِ إِنَّمَا اسْتَزَلَّهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ بِبَعْضِ مَا كَسَبُوا،
بے شک وہ جو تم میں سے پھر گئے جس دن دونوں فوجیں ملی تھیں انہیں شیطان ہی نے لغزش دی ان کے بعض اعمال کے باعث۔
وَلَقَدْ عَفَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غفور حلیم،
اور بے شک اللہ نے انہیں معاف فرما دیا، بے شک اللہ بخشنے والا حلم والا ہے۔
صدق اللہ العظیم،
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. And if you was on Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. On Rise and Shine, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, each and every single day, we begin as we just have done by listening to the beautiful recitation of the Holy Quran. We have each and every single day a Naj Sharif of the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. As well as this, my dear viewers, we have our daily topic. Now today too we have another topic, and alhamdulillah every day's topic is a important, significant topic, no doubt about it. And every day it seems, well, alhamdulillah, it is good, my dear viewers, keeping things short and sweet, alhamdulillah, is good. So we don't, the purpose is to share knowledge. is for you to learn something. But alhamdulillah, Azrael, it is also for you to enjoy learning, especially to learn about our deen. Sadly, we've lived through many experiences when we were youngsters and we did wish to learn about the deen, or maybe we didn't wish, we were just forced to. Maybe things were not so entertaining, they were not as exciting, and maybe for this reason, we were discouraged even from learning about our religion, our deen. So alhamdulillah, Madani Channel strives to make things as hopefully good as possible, as enjoyable as possible, but the purpose is to learn knowledge, to seek knowledge about our deen, about our beliefs of Islam, alhamdulillah, azwajal, to respect, honor the parents, family, to live mutually, in mutual harmony, inshallah, azwajal. Alhamdulillah, this is the purpose, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Ultimately, no doubt about it, the love for the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Do remember that whenever you perform an action, you should have good intentions. Let's, alhamdulillah, we have listened to the glorious Quran. Let's move on to the Na'at Sharif of the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind, the last and final Prophet and Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Let's listen to the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to the Na'at Sharif. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Shukriya سلطان مدینے والے مجھ سا سیدھی ہے مہمان مدینے والے مجھ کمینے کو مدینے میں بلایا تم نے احسان مدینے والے
میں مدینے میں ہوں 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 میں
یہ فضل خدا میں مدینے میں ہوں ہے یہ فضل خدا میں مدینے میں ہوں ہے اسی کی عطا میں مدینے میں ہوں ہے اسی کی عطا میں مدینے میں ہوں یا رسول خدا میں مدینے میں ہوں تم نے بلوا لیا میں مدینے یا رسول خدا میں مدینے میں ہوں تم نے بلوا لیا میں مدینے میں ہوں جانتے ہو میں کیوں آیا پیغام ہوں جانتے ہو میں کیوں آیا پیغام ہوں ہے یہاں مصطفیٰ میں مدینے میں ہوں ہے یہاں مصطفیٰ میں مدینے میں ہوں
مدینہ میں مدینے میں ہوں میں مدینے میں ہوں
ہے یہ رحمت تیری اور عنایت تیری ساتھ گئے قافلہ میں مدینے میں ہوں ہے یہ رحمت تیری اور عنایت تیری ساتھ گئے قافلہ میں مدینے میں ہوں اپنے مہمان کو غم مدینے کا دو اپنے مہمان کو غم مدینے کا دو سرور انبیاء میں مدینے میں ہوں سرور
انبیاء میں مدینے میں ہوں
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, Azzawajal, you are watching Rise and Shine. Today, speaking about protection, my dear viewers. Protection, what do I mean by protection? When we think protection, what do we think about? We think about bodyguard, don't we? Well, that's what I think about. That's what I was just thinking right now. I was thinking, what do I think about when I think about protection? When I think about protection, I think about bodyguards. When I think about protection, it depends what level you are looking at, whether that's a state level, a national level. You will think about protection from other countries in terms of war and, you know, military equipment. From, as an individual, yes, you will think bodyguards. So these are the sort of things which come to mind when you think of protection, my dear viewers. What do these things do? If a person was to have a bulletproof vest, what does this do? This protects a person from, what is it, a bullet. So if somebody was to shoot this person, then that bullet hopefully wouldn't penetrate the entire way through, but it would be stopped. And this would also depend on the distance the person was shot from. If it was shot from a very, very close proximity, then it would possibly go through the vest. So this is one example. This is what a bulletproof vest is for. So many people will have security guards. Many people have security guards. Sometimes, you know, you see huge people with security guards. There'll be one person, it'll be quite small, it'll have four people who are double the size of him, huge security guards. So these are the things of what we think about when we think of protection. Protection, each and every single one of these examples is physical protection. A bullet, physical, could physically penetrate somebody, harm somebody, hurt somebody. So you require a bulletproof vest. Bodyguards, if somebody was to physically harm a person, then he would require bodyguards and they would protect him. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, these things are all physical. But when a person has a problem from within himself, let's just say, for example, that I may have a headache, If I was to have a headache, then tell me, no matter if even if I was to have 100 bodyguards, would they be able to help me? Would they be able to protect me from head pain? Let's just say, my dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah, I was suffering from depression. I was suffering from anxiety. If I was to have a bulletproof vest, if I was to have security guards, would this protect me? No, it wouldn't protect me. Why? Because the problem is inside a person. So today I'm not going to be speaking about physical harm and protection from physical harm, no, my dear viewers. Today I would like to speak about protection, or how we can protect ourselves from calamities, from difficulties, from hardships, from suffering, inner suffering, not physical suffering, inner suffering, my dear viewers. Now it said, and it is beautiful really, that a person, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, he came home and he was, mashallah, a pious saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He came home and he asked his wife if there was, you know, any food. And the wife said, no, there's no food. You need to go get some. Now, generally, if we were to be told that there's no food, you need to go get some, no problem. I'll just go to the shop and buy some. No problem. But this person, he did not have no money. He asked his wife, is there any money at home that we have? And she says, yes, there is, but there's only one coin. There is only one coin. Allahu Akbar. So he says, okay, give me that coin. I'll go buy something for you to, you know, make bread. For you to make, as we would say, roti, chapatis. To eat that with something. So she gives him that one coin. This person, he takes that one single coin. He goes towards the market. And, you know, we find that there are people who asking other people for money. And inshallah, I shall touch upon this in a moment. But there is somebody there who is begging, who is asking for money. And this person thinks to himself that, Allahu Akbar, there's this person who's asking for money. I've only got one coin. There's my family at home. My family is hungry. What shall I do? He's thinking to himself. So he thinks, no, I'm sorry, I cannot give it to you. Yes, we would feel, people who are human, who, alhamdulillah, you know, you would feel bad. And this itself is a blessing, because there are some people who are so hard-hearted that it's like, no, it doesn't matter to them. They don't care about us. But alhamdulillah, being Muslims, we have been brought up, alhamdulillah, you know, giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you think, yes, you know, but I've only got one coin. I do feel so bad, but I'm really, really sorry. I'm deeply sorry. I cannot give it to you. I only have one coin. And my family, they're at home, they are hungry. I have children. You know, it is my duty to provide for them. I do apologize. So this is how this person must have been thinking. And this is what he said to him. And then he continues and he goes to the particular store or to the shop to buy flour. And he's about to buy it, and that person says, no, please, please give it to me. You don't understand, I really, really need it. I will pray for you, please give it to me. And then he thinks to himself, after having been asked so many times, he thinks about this person. He's also thinking, at home, I have my family, I have my wife, I have my children. But then he thinks, okay, I'll give it in the path of, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'll give it to him. And he gives it to him. He only had one coin. One coin is all that he had. His family is waiting. His wife and children are waiting for him to bring some food. He only had one coin to get that food, to purchase that food. But he does not purchase it. He has given it away. Allahu Akbar, he's feeling, imagine how he's feeling. How would you feel? How would I feel if I was not able to, you know, if my family was waiting, they were expecting some sort of food, they're hungry, and I've got no money, I've got nothing to give them. A person would feel sad, a person would feel down. This person is thinking to himself, what can I do? Now I don't have no money to give them food. What shall I do? They are waiting. So what he does, he thinks, I cannot even go home like this. How am I going to show them my face? What he does is, he can say a bag or anything. He takes something and he thinks, okay, a little bag. Them days they were not even plastic or even paper. It was before that medieval, where it would be like a sack. It would be made out of some sort of cloth. And he filled it with dust, soil, whatever it was, earth. He filled it with earth. And then he went and took this to his family. Why? So that they don't think that he's brought nothing. He takes this to his family, he'll knock on the door, somebody will open the door, and he gives this to his wife. And he says, here, take this. But he himself does not come inside, no. He feels so ashamed of himself, so sad, that he gives the bag and then he leaves. He walks away. He says, I'm going to go somewhere. He leaves. And then he's just wondering that, you know, close to the entire night has passed. He's wondering, he's thinking. What am I going to do? How are they going to react when they see that it's not even meat? It's what soil? It's dust. How are they going to react? And this person, he has all of this repeating in his mind. What am I going to do? How can I even show my face to them? How am I going to go home now? What shall I do? And he's just, it's as if he's walking one side to another side. He's just thinking. And then when he thinks, okay, maybe they've gone to sleep now. So then he'll go home. And he enters his house. His children, they're possibly sleeping. And he comes inside, his wife will help him in, and she says to him that, shall I make you some food? And he's shocked. Firstly, she's not said anything about the mud, about the soil, about the earth, the bag of earth which I gave her. She's not said anything about that. And then she's offering me food. Doesn't that, you know, he's thinking, he's confused. Allah Akbar. He's a bit like me right now. He's confused. And he's thinking to himself, did you just say food? She says, would you like some food? And he says, food? Yeah, but would you like me to make you some? Where did you get the food from? From the flour that you bought. The flour that I bought? He's thinking, I don't understand. What flour? That flour that you bought in that bag. You know, you bought a bag full of flour. And that was, I don't know how you got that flour without coin, but that was the best quality of flour that you brought. And this person, the flour I bought, he is downing, he's starting to sink in. He's starting to understand that flower that I bought. Yes, make some. And he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, you have saved me. Ya Allah, you have helped me. I only brought a pile of sand. And Ya Allah, you have aided me, you have helped me. And why was this? Because he had given for the pleasure, he had given to the poor for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had given in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed this person. When a person is suffering from difficulties, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam states, he tells us, that give charity in the morning. Begin your day by giving charity. Give it early morning. Why? Because a calamity, if it is to befall a person, if a calamity is to befall a person, it does not happen after a person has given charity. It'll happen possibly before. It does not happen after a person has given. Give it early in the morning. It shall protect you from calamities, from difficulties, from hardships.
this person had given in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he had nothing for himself. He had given thus everything he had. He had given it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had rewarded him. This was the reward that he had seen in this world. But no doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a great reward for such an individual in the Akhirah. My dear viewers of Madani Sham, we do not really truly understand this. But rather, when we give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is protection for us. This is protection, really it is protection for us. And inshallah, let's listen to our daily reminder, and then we shall see how by giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, really, this truly is protection, my dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Let's listen to our daily reminder, and then inshallah, we shall come back to this topic. Sallu alil Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Viewers of Madrijan, before claiming divinity, Fir'aun had a palace constructed, and he had Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim inscribed on its external door. And when he claimed divinity, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam asked him to believe in Allah Ta'ala, but he defied. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam humbly said to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, I repeatedly call him to you, but he does not give up his defiance. I do not see any signs of goodness in him. Allah Ta'ala said, O Musa, you want him to be annihilated as you see his unbelief, but I see my name he has inscribed on his door. Subhanallah. Viewers of Madani Channel, we should all try to write Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim on the external door of our homes. Why? Because inshallah azza wa jal, we will all be protected from many different worldly calamities. Sayyidina Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that whoever writes Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim on the main gate of his door will have no fear of annihilation in this world, even if he is a non-Muslim. So what would be the extent of protection and blessings for the Muslim on whose heart Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is engraved for his entire life? Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, Azzurullah was our daily reminder. You are watching Rise and Shine. Now, coming back to today's topic, protection, yes. It said, Hazrat Ikrimah radhiyallahu ta'ala an states that there was a country in which there was a strange, a weird king. Honestly, you would think, you know, you have many types of kings, and you have some kings who are cruel, kings who are just, kings who are good, some very, very bad. But you would never expect a king like this, really. A king. This king is really, really weird, really strange. This king says that it's prohibited in his land for anybody to give charity. He had prohibited it for anybody to give charity. And you only give charity to a poor person. Have you ever given charity to a rich person? That here, here's charity. Yeah, here you go. I've got some change. Here you go. You can have it in charity. You don't give it to a rich person, you give it to poor people. He has prohibited charity for the poor in his land. Not only has he prohibited it, but he has made it that if anybody was to give charity, then that person's hands shall be cut off. Wow! If somebody was to perform such a good action, has given charity. If somebody was to give charity, their hands shall be chopped off. Allahu Akbar. Strange, cruel, ridiculous, the person would say. Ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. But that, you know, that was this king. You get all sorts of people, don't you, my dear viewers? That was this king, and this is what he says. There was a woman, and this woman, it said that she had two pieces of bread. She had two pieces of bread. And some people come to her and they say to her that, can you give us something to eat, you know, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this woman, she thinks to herself that, give you something, I would be giving you charity. I cannot give you charity. If I'm to give you charity, go and just think about it. You're even asking me to give you charity when you know what will happen if the king finds out about it. You know what will happen to me. How can you even ask such? But when a person is in need, a person is in need, my dear viewer. They do those things that they cannot think outside the box. All the person, when the person needs something, they're only thinking about that one thing. That's it, they need it. However they get it, they get it. This is what makes a person perform so many crimes, where in a normal situation, a person would never do such. But when a person is in need, they'll do anything. This is, you know, how it is. It's just how it is, my dear viewers. You would think, I can never expect such a person to do such. Why did he do it? What was his reason? When a person is in need, they just do something they would normally never do. So they know that this woman we are asking for her help. And if she is to help us, her hands will be chopped off. Her hands will be chopped off. They know this, they understand this. But yet they have a need. And say, just please give it to me. And she gives it to them. She gives them two pieces of bread. The king, you know, he must be a very intelligent king. His intelligence, or his intelligence, his system, the people he has, you know, his method of gaining information must have been brilliant. That the king found out about this. He found out that this woman, she has given in charity. She has given something to somebody else. And not to take too much time, just to go over the story very quickly. What happens is the king finds out about this, he sends men to go and punish her. What do? They go and they chop off her hands. For giving charity, they chop off her hands. Allahu Akbar. SubhanAllah, shocking, my dear viewers. But this is what they do. And it shows in history what sort of men, you know, have passed. But this is what this king does. Her hands are chopped off. Then the same king, he goes to his own mother and he says that, mother, imagine how he would say to his mother. He would say, mother, you know, Allahu Akbar. That mother must have been ashamed if she was aware of what this king was doing. But he says, mother, find me a beautiful woman to marry. Mother, who is the most, tell me the most beautiful person. I want to marry not just any woman, the most beautiful of all women. Mother says, I know who the most beautiful of women is. I know her, but there's one problem. He says, what? She says her hands, she doesn't have both her hands. The most beautiful of women, and she doesn't have hands? She says, yes. She says, okay then, no problem, I'll marry such a person. I'll marry such a person. And inshallah, if I can touch upon this later, I do wish to just touch a little about marriage, inshallah, to continue with the story. So he says, okay, find her for me, I'll marry her. She, for some reason, she accepts to marry him. So she marries him, my dear viewers. The king has married this person. She's the most beautiful of all women. And the king has other wives too. Other wives are jealous of this wife. She's the most beautiful one. They team up, you can say, against her. They plot and plan, you know, to do things against her, to embarrass her maybe in front of the king, or for the king to get rid of her. But the king shows so much love and devotion to this woman more than the rest. And he continues to do so. Nothing ever works. So then they accused her of something which was major, which was not a little thing, something which was very, very bad. And the king could not accept the embarrassment. You know, if it's true, the king could not accept this embarrassment of having such a wife. So he rids of her. He says, take the wife, take her child, get rid of her. Send her away, exile her. She's sent away. Child is tied around her, my dear viewers. The child is kept in some sort of cloth, which is wrapped around her neck. She goes on her own. And I'm starting to do this, Allahu Akbar. On her own, she leaves. She comes across some water, you know, possibly a river, sea, ocean, whatever it may have been, she takes some water from it. Her child falls out and her child drowns. Her child drowns. Meanwhile, two beautiful looking people, they come, they approach her. And they say to her that, is there anything you need? Can we help you in any way? She says, yes. She says that my child has just drowned. Is there any way you can help me? They pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They not only take the child out, but the child is also alive. Yes, the child is alive. And the child is granted back to the mother. And another thing they do is they say to her that, would you like your hands back? And she says, why, yes. And they pray in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she's given her hands back. And she asks, who are you guys? And they say that, we are those same loaves of bread. We are those same pieces of bread which you gave in charity. You gave them for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now we are here. We are here to help you. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is a very, very important story. Very important. And what is this? That she must have thought herself to be the saddest, most unlucky, most unfortunate person in the entire world. And this is what many of us think sometimes. That, you know, I am in the worst situation ever that anybody can ever be in. I am in that situation. This is what she must have been thinking. A mother losing her child, a mother can never bear this. To see one's own child drowning, not being able to do anything about it. To see one's own child dying, having no hands, having been exiled from a person's home. Each and every single one of these. A child dying, the greatest, the saddest. And then having been exiled from a home, that on top of it. Having no hands, what can she do? There's nothing she can do. She can't even help her own child. She can't even take her own child out of the water. She couldn't save her own child. Imagine how she must have been feeling. Allahu Akbar, this was the situation of this woman. And then what happens? Two individuals have come. Not only do they bring their child back, but they also give her back her hands. She can now touch her own child. She can now touch the face of her own child, hug her own child, lift her own child. Allahu Akbar. What a great blessing these hands are. What a great blessing they are. But my dear viewers, what was it that protected her? You can have all the bodyguards in the world. Can they give you back your hands? Can they give you back your child who has passed away? No. But is giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has returned to her. It's a miracle, isn't it? No doubt about it. By the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember, whose is it in the first place? Who was it that gave it to you? And the beautiful thing about these, remember, is that these two incidents which I have mentioned, both of them were not rich. Neither of them were rich, my dear viewers. This woman, just some pieces of bread, she had nothing. Yes, while she was living with a king, she would have had everything. All the wealth, you can say. But while she was on her own, she had nothing. When she gave, she had nothing. That man who left his family hungry at home, he had what? Only one coin. He gave that in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The lesson to learn from this, my dear viewers, it's not about us being rich or poor. It's not about whether we are rich or poor. It's about when having the financial means, whether that be £1 million or whether that be one single pound, whether that be 1 pound, whether that be 1 pence, whatever it is, whatever little we have, or whether we have a lot. That when it comes to giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do we give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said that there was one person who the angel of death came and he was looking at the companion of that person. There was a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and one of his companions were there. The angel of death came looking at the companion of this prophet of Allah ta'ala. And this prophet says to the angel of death, why is it you are looking at my companion like this? And the angel of death says, the reason is because, you know, after such and such time, I have been ordered that I must take this person's soul. This person is going to die. I'm going to take the soul of your companion. The angel of death takes everybody's soul. This is when a person dies. And that person, he thinks to himself, Allahu Akbar, this companion of mine, he shall be leaving. He shall be dying very soon. And this prophet, he continues. Now, a prophet knows things, but the prophet don't tell everybody everything they are aware of. The prophets are knowers of the unseen. They know their ilm al-ghayb. Being a prophet, they do. Now, this prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some time had passed. Some time had passed, so that person should have been dead by now. His soul should have been taken by now. What happens, my dear viewers of Madani Channel? Let's first go to the daily hadith sharif and then we shall find out. Let's listen to today's hadith sharif. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, who are the best of the people? Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the best of mankind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ, that the best amongst you are those who learn the Qur'an and teach the Qur'an. How beautiful are these words. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. And there are many, many blessings in regards to reciting, doing the tilawat of the glorious Qur'an. The Qur'an, it will be a proof for us on the Day of Judgment. The Qur'an, it will intercede for us on the Day of Judgment. For every letter that we recite of the Qur'an, 10 good deeds are recorded for us. And the reciter of the glorious Qur'an, he remains in the company of the angels and constantly good reward is written down for him. The Qur'an, it cleanses our hearts. And it will be the Qur'an that will lead us into paradise. And in one narration, the position in paradise will be determined by the amount of Qur'an that we have memorized in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to keep connected with the glorious Qur'an. And may we spend our entire lives in teaching and in learning the glorious Qur'an. Ameen, bijahi nabil ameen, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. Today we are speaking about protection from calamities. Yes, protection from calamities. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we've had two stories. SubhanAllah, I have another one for you. There was a companion of a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angel of death came looking at this companion. The prophet was thinking, why is the angel of death looking at my companion like this? The companion cannot see the angels, you know, the prophets can see the angels. This prophet, he thinks, why is the angel of death, Malak al-Maut, looking at my companion like this? He asks the angel of death. The angel of death says that I have been ordered to take this person's soul. This is the reason why. The prophet, he continues his day. You know, a day has passed, second day has passed, the third day has passed. it continues, and he comes across the same person again. So this prophet is thinking, the same person. The angel of death said that he was to take the soul of this person. But this person is still alive. This prophet asks the angel of death, that what is the reason for this? You said you were to take the soul of this person. You have not taken the soul of this person. And the angel of death says, yes. The plan was that his soul was to be taken. But then he gave charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he gave charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he was to give 20 dirhams, if I remember correctly, let's just say, for example, he gave 20 dirhams, his life has now been extended for 20 years. Now remember, giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even prolongs a person's lifespan. If a person is about to die, he gives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this increases a person's lifespan. Allahu Akbar. Such a calamity, death. That's a calamity, hardship befalling upon a person. A person, when he's alive, he has the ability, the opportunity, the chance to repent. But this person, my dear viewers of Madani channel, he gave in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how did it help him? Now let's inshallah go towards the kids package, Ghulam Rasool, mashallah. We have our favorite Ghulam Rasool. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Wow, Bablu bhai, MashaAllah, aapne popcorn khakar to jaan aa gayi hai.
Ha ha, ye dekho.
Lekin taakat aakar nahi hai Bablu bhai mein.
To ho jaye muqabla.
Ha ha, ho jaye.
Numan bhai, ye popcorn pakadna.
Bablu bhai, ab apna haath dikhaiye. Ab ye haath chura kar dikhaiye. ये क्या हो रहा है नुमान भाई
गुलाम रसूल भाई फैजान भाई और बबलू भाई आपस में ताकत का मुकाबला कर रहे थे और फैजान भाई ने बबलू भाई का हाथ छोड़ दिया और बबलू भाई गिर गए
फैजान भाई कितनी बुरी बात है ये फैजान भाई आपने एक मुसलमान भाई को तकलीफ पहुंचाई हदीस शरीफ का मफहूम है मुसलमान वो है जिसकी जबान और हाथ से दूसरा मुसलमान महफूज रहे गुलाम रसूल भाई इंशाअल्लाह आइंदा मैं कभी किसी को तकलीफ नहीं पहुंचाऊंगा और बबलू भाई अगर हमारे पास ताकत हो भी तो जरूरी तो नहीं कि हम सबको बताएं कि हम ताकतवर हैं
गुलाम रसूल भाई मुझसे भी गलती हुई है मैं आइंदा ऐसा नहीं करूंगा
बच्चों का मदनी चैनल आ गया बच्चों का आ गया आ गया
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم الله أكبر. When we take this break, that's my chance to drink not some tea but some water. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Allahu Akbar. There's nothing in the water, by the way, other than well, water. And this is one of the beauties of water itself, is that within water you will find nothing, no calories. But yet, how is it that sometimes, you know, we think we are depleted. We have no energy, but we'll drink water and we suddenly have energy. Allahu Akbar. This is, subhanAllah, it's a miracle. It's a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, it's not that we gain the energy from the water itself. If you're in biology, what it does is break down other things to give you energy. This is how it works. But what, subhanAllah, it is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's water. Speaking about biology, Allahu Akbar, I can't even remember it properly, my dear viewers. But from what I remember, it breaks other properties down forget going into that. But alhamdulillah, your body is able to produce energy. So this is the energy I have, Allahu Akbar. I would like to quickly mention some Ahadith Sharif. Hadith Sharif number one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that sadaqah closes 70 doors of evil. 70 doors, if there was to be some sort of calamity, some sort of evil to befall you, Sadaqah closes 70 doors to evil. In another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that whosoever gives sadaqah for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that sadaqah becomes a shield between him and the fire. Allahu Akbar. If you are to give sadaqah, this becomes, morphs into a shield between him and the fire. Allahu Akbar. Another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, give sadaqah and seek cure for your patients, for those who are ill, for those who are suffering from some illness, give sadaqah. By means, cure your patients by means of giving sadaqah. Indeed, sadaqah prevents accidents and illnesses, and it is a means of your deeds and virtues being increased. Subhanallah. Please do it. Please do spend. Some people may be thinking, I'm not very rich. Even if it is a little, give in sadaqah. Subhanallah. That individual who said that their hand is damaged or hurt, I would say to them, Subhanallah, give sadaqah with his hand. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala shall grant you the shifa. Alhamdulillah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we do have a fund promo, if I am correct. Let's quickly watch this. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, be quick in giving sadqah, for a calamity cannot overtake sadqah. Dawat-e-Islami is an international non-political organization operating in more than 100 departments all throughout the world. These departments include Jamiatul Madina and Madrasatul Madina. Jamiatul Madina is a department where students study and become Islamic scholars. Madrasatul Madina is a gift from Dawat-e-Islami, a department where students learn and memorize the Holy Quran. The expenses of these departments are in billions. Please come forward and help Dawat-e-Islami by giving your zakat and sadqat.
Dawat-e-Islami UK Madani Channel, sort code 309773, account number 4364560, IBAN GB67LOYD 309773436 34560,
BIC LOYD GB21087. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And if you are watching Rise and Shine, alhamdulillah, azzurul Amir al-Sana Dhamad Barakatum al-Aliyah, they have given us this platform, Dawat-e-Islami, my dear viewers, in which hundreds of countries. They are not hundreds of countries, but yes, they are nearly 200 countries, you can say. 195, 196 countries, my dear viewers, and possibly in every single one of them. If you count some separate, then there are more. You could say 200 or so. Count islands or other places separately. There are 200 or so places, but alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami is in those places. Madani Channel is in those places. They are doing works in so many different fields, so many, over 100 different departments. Alhamdulillah, if you wish to give funds, please give it to Dawat-e-Islami. Wherever you do wish to give it through Dawat-e-Islami. Even if you wish to give it towards a well, give it to Dawat-e-Islami. If you wish to give it towards a madrasa, give it to Dawat-e-Islami. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Continue to watch Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah. Even the darkest night will end. And the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.